So it's a crazy documentary. It just aired this weekend. I've not seen it yet, but the story is fascinating.
What did it air on?
This is classical 91.1 WFCL. Easy and cloudy in Nashville. And
right, that was 95 Corolla with the song Rip off of This EP Sucks, I Promise. 95 Corolla does a great bit of what I would call pop punk, a genre that was never really my thing back in the day. I was just the wrong age for it. But listening to 95 Corolla, and I mean this seriously, has brought me around to the genre. I get it. I understand the appeal, and I think they're doing a crushing job of it. Definitely go listen to their latest release called the Loud, Fast, Sad EP. I will link that in the show notes. Go check it out. And we opened our episode up with The Mad Gear and the track Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Wolverine's Theme, off of the album Let's Take This Outside. If you're unfamiliar with The Mad Gear, they do theme songs and video game music, often with shredding guitars and lots of horns. That's precisely what they did there with that track. Go check them out. There's lots more of it. We've played them on the show several times before, but it's always a treat, particularly if you're familiar with the video game. And this is We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable tracks from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 375. Generally, when an episode ends in a 0 or a 5, I try and do something a little bit different with the playlist. Last time, episode 370, we did all covers. If you haven't heard it yet, go back and give it a listen. But this episode, 375, I am playing for you what I'm calling a lost episode. I put this playlist together back in April of 2023 with every intention of recording the episode and putting it out there for you to hear, and just life got in the way, and it has been sitting in my iTunes just waiting to be put out into the world until now. It's kind of funny to call it a lost episode because the last like 25 episodes that we've been doing are kind of lost episodes. They've been going back through a backlog of releases from 2023, but this one is truly a lost episode. I had programmed this months and months and months, almost a year ago, I programmed this and just never got it out to you. So we're going to hear it today. And speaking of lost things, what a transition. Let me tell you about our sponsor this week. This episode is brought to you by Abandonware. That is a dad hat shop, not strictly dad hats, but mostly dad hats, featuring abandoned and beloved software. If you recall Encarta, if that means anything to you, if you enjoy a DOS prompt. Have you ever been to a DOS prompt? Do you know what that means when I say those words? If you have a befuddled look on your face, like, what is a DOS prompt? You are not the audience for Abandonware. But if you hear me say C:// games and it piques your interest, then you should check out abandonware.online. That is the web address, abandonware.online. They can do .online sites now. I know, when I was a kid, it was only .com and .net and .org. But now they have .online. And thank goodness, because now we have abandonware.online. There's a bunch of cool hat designs in there, all for people that understand what C:// games means. If that is you, I promise you will want to check it out. There's good stuff in there. And if you don't like what you see, sign the mailing list. There will be something in the future. You can also just email them and ask for something, and I bet they would make it. Cool people over there at Abandonware. Use code WOTT at checkout, and you will get $5 off your order. Abandonware.online. Check it out. All right, and speaking of things that we're going to check out, we are going to dive into two tracks here from my April 2023 original playlist. This is Money at Midnight with Windows Freestyle. Could not be a better transition into a song title than that.
Hop on that bitch and I'm going straight in. I'm in a Benz riding with his friends. And you know we all from the land. This the dream team right over here. Shake game. Let's get started. Direction, but you know we got all the money coming in at the intersection. Hey, guess that shit going in anyway. I don't know. Yeah. I just do my flow.
Come and kick it with me, we get high. Come and kick it with me, we get south. Yeah. Look, two hoes, one me, rolling out the OZ. I don't fuck with police, you hatin' but don't know me. Always smoking good, but no, I don't smoke no backwoods. I'm fucking with the paper so I can taste the flavor. Come and kick it with me, we get high like elevators. Niggas steady hating, they watch like nosy neighbors. Bitches steady choosing, she just want her a player. I fuck but never date her. Two hoes, one me, rolling out the OZ. Rolling out the OZ, rolling out the OZ. Two hoes, one me, rolling out the OZ. Rolling out the OZ, rolling out the OZ. Two hoes, one me, rolling out the OZ. Rolling out the OZ, rolling out the OZ. Two hoes,
Sunday night and I'm riding around playing that player shit. Car clean with the tire shine, cruising with Joe bitch. She wanna fuck but I don't wanna fuck, little bitch, I'm too high. Do you wanna kick it with a nigga like me, bumping that do or die? Do you wanna kick it with a nigga like me?
That was Out the OZ from D South off of the Southern Saga. I don't recall anything else about that release, but the Southern Saga is a much longer form release than just that one song. D South's cadence is such a fun Southern drawl. I think you will be entertained if you listen to the entire release. Prior to that was Money at Midnight with the track Windows Freestyle. Obviously, that's a freestyle track, so maybe not as much of a traditional chorus as you would expect, but some really fantastic and enjoyable lines in there. I love hearing him say, I got that MacBook, I got that trackpad, and just saying Windows in the house. Always fun to declare what operating system you're using. Thank you for that, both of you, both D South and Money at Midnight. Into that. All right, we're just going to keep cruising along here with the lost episode. We're going to play four songs here. I'll tell you more about the details of this on the other side, but this is kind of a lost band. Here we go with Young Professionals and The Re-Beginning.
Try again. I'm not afraid to die.
That was Milo Joe with the track Nightwalker. I believe that might be a standalone single, as far as my memory can recall. Really enjoy the presentation on that one. Incredible vocal quality for Milo Joe. Just the sort of withdrawn nature of the whole thing. Really appealing. Thank you for that. Prior to that was Interest Relief with the track Jungles, another standalone single. We've played Interest Relief on the show a number of times before. I don't even know if there is a story there, but just somebody putting out some cool tracks. Once I get back to naming episodes, we'll just name one Putting Out Cool Tracks. Interest Relief will kick off the episode. Will that ever actually happen? Will anyone ever call me on it? Probably not to both, but it's a fun thought. Prior to that was Ken Fleischman with the track Crab Time. We've played Ken Fleischman on the show a number of times. I'm a huge fan of Ken Fleischman, which is a strange thing to say because I just ran across Ken Fleischman on the internet, on Bandcamp. I think he was in high school or maybe younger, and there's just something really fascinating about the music that they were putting up on Bandcamp, and it just compelled me. And I've stuck with it, and it keeps getting better and better, and I find Crab Time to be in a very amusing title and a very enjoyable song. When we kicked that whole block off with Young Professionals and the track The Rebeginning off of an album called Industry Town. If you are a longtime listener of Nashville music, you will recognize that voice. That is Aaron Robinson, member of Imaginary Baseball League and Pale Houses, but this album and this band also existed, Young Professionals. I cannot find the post that originally described what the story is behind this album. I believe there are some other collaborators on this record that are familiar to the Aaron Robinson ecosystem of collaborators. We'd love to give them credit. I apologize for not being able to find that post, but hey folks, Michael from the future here, butting in to give some additional context. I couldn't help myself. Gotta jump in here. Young Professionals were actually guitarist Ryan Molina, drummer Nicole Childrey, and bassist Jason Moon Wilkins, along with Aaron Robinson. Credit where credit is due, the band played lots of shows, even has a music video. I don't know how lost this really is. I think it's pretty lost, but I really can't verify that context, and I just sounded like a ding-dang idiot saying otherwise. Young Professionals, great record. Click through in the show notes to hear the whole thing. I just somehow missed all this. Make sure you do your research, kids, so you don't have to come back and have a little egg on your face. All right, back to the show. Go check out the link in the show notes to the SoundCloud that has this entire record. It's great. Aaron is a fantastic writer, a wonderful performer, and to be completely frank with you, when I saw Imaginary Baseball League in college back in the early 2000s, I knew that they were talented, but I just didn't get it. And there was something so vulnerable about how Aaron wrote and performed that I just didn't connect with it, which is insane to say now, because that vulnerability is just a wonderful thing to be able to share with the world. And I feel a fool for not being able to connect with it in the way that I should have been able to. But I'm really happy to have the opportunity to go back and listen to it now and get it and like finally get it. And there's so much of it to hear. Young Professionals, there's a whole record called Industry Town. There's lots of Imaginary Baseball League that we have played on the show before. There's lots of Pale Houses that we have played on the show and that we should play more of in the future. Aaron Robinson, hell of a talent. Definitely keep your ear out for more from Aaron, or just go back in the backlog, or both. I'm gonna be quiet now. That's enough gushing about Aaron. Really cool record. Into it. Go check it out. All right, here we go with more. This is Brian Brown with Trillville off of 2 Minute Drill.
Crash on that beat. Crash on that beat.
Yeah. All right. Look, I need all that you got, so come up off that already. Cause niggas starving in poverty, how you not here, I bet it. Mama working late again, I'm tired of eating spaghetti. Ain't no killer, but don't push me, take it there if you let me. Need my wrist on Bobby Drake, make sure it come with the extras. I'm a diamond in the rough, boy, what the fuck is some pressure? On that street called Meridian, some don't get past the median. But I hold it down for every one of them till we meet again. That's why I talk the way I talk, they don't make them like me no more. Matter of fact, what Wayne said, they ain't never met him like me before. I'm rare, like Mr. Clean with hair. And if she swinging through, I hope she hit that hoe in there. I swear, wax on, wax off, kicking shit like me, Aggie. BB otherworldly, I done hit God body, lit the block on fire, got right back to the mission. Need drop top everything, like we ain't got no ceilings. Riding around with one of my dogs, and he ain't got much of a purpose. But stay with that killer and that white girl, like Jamie Lee Curtis. It gets spooky on my block, my third cousin could tell you. So we need money, cars, clothes, hoes, etc, etc. When it comes to this shit here, you ain't gon' find too many better. One of the trillers about the Ville, tell them get on my level. But I know you boys could never, ever, 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 never, ever, 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 goddamn.
I'm on the way home, nah. The company I kept, they were low down. The one with the D's, boy, you best believe the trust disappear, yeah, yeah. When you bust a gold by, I wanna drill lots in a gold mine. Gorilla mob in the weird smoke, lie. I was super sir, cause I'm so sad. I was super sir, cause I'm so sad. Oh, nah. The company I kept, they were low down. The one with the D's, boy, you best believe the trust disappear, yeah, yeah. When you bust a gold by, I wanna drill lots in a gold mine. Gorilla mob in the weird smoke, lie. Looking like a pre-roll for the cookie. Pack the corolla, gone, hit a roll. This is in the Z-roll, the quickie. About to hit a leak, butterflies in my stomach. Got the gang on the line, flag in my pocket, and another point to prove. Young Frizz a fro, always bang like a mine. Freestyle, no pride, gotta rip a mile. Everybody know that I hang with the rhymes. Drugs in, drugs out, death at the dough. Young little knucker, gotta change with the times. I wear my scars like the rings on a pink. Use a smile with a bling, now the teeth got a tint. Wither in the way, filled with death in the game. Now no ladies wanna sing with us in. Can't laugh, can't smile, can't eat, can't chew. My past, buck wild, stay street, stay true. All gas, straight style, stay deep, make moves. Somehow young knucker made it through. I'm on the way home, nah. The company I kept, they were low down. The one with the D's, boy, you best believe the trust disappear, yeah, yeah. When you bust a gold by, I wanna drill lots in a gold mine. Gorilla mob in the weird smoke, lie. I was super sir, cause I'm so sad. I was super sir, cause I'm so sad. Oh, nah. The company I kept, they were low down. The one with the D's, boy, you best believe the trust disappear, yeah, yeah. When you bust a dope out, I wanna drill lots in a gold mine. Gorilla mob in the weird smoke, lie. I was super sir, cause I'm so sad. I was super sir, cause I'm so sad.
That was Shadow Boy with the track OTWH on the way home off of Shark Smile. I have this in my iTunes as Shark Smile and then in parentheses unmastered. I don't know if Shadow Boy just sent me a track that wasn't finished yet or it was just mislabeled. It's been so long, I do not know, but I love the beat on that one. Shadow Boy's cadence is always fascinating. Definitely appreciate getting that track and being able to share it. I hope you enjoyed it as well. We've played Shadow Boy on the show many times in the past, and we'll do so again in the future. Prior to that was Brian Brown with the track Trillville off of the album 2 Minute Drill. I believe Brian Brown recently celebrated 10 years of releasing records. His first release just hit that 10-year mark. Incredible stuff. Brian Brown's cadence is so impressive. Nashville's so lucky. Incredibly talented person is doing this amazing work and repping our city. Very lucky. All right. Speaking of lucky, you're all lucky that we have 3 more songs to hear. Oh, that was the worst transition. You know, the transition I did at the beginning with the Windows freestyle, pretty stellar. This one, whew, that was rough. That was bad. We're going to hear Molly Martin play That Girl Margaret off of the release Mary. And spoiler alert, it's great.
Target, she knows that she's got it. I gotta be cautious. That girl, Margaret, she could hold me hostage. I'd be in her garden, turning on her faucet. I wanna see her all the time. Can't keep Margaret off my mind. Kisses like a promise, I keep in a lock it. I wanna see her all the time. Can't keep Margaret off my mind. That girl Margaret got a secret darkness. Some say that she's heartless, but I can see her softness. That girl Margaret doesn't care for gossip. She's not in the closet, her hands in my pocket. Yeah.
stare from across the room. You know that it could turn a person into stone. And then I let you bring me down again. Your love's a mirror, the black obsidian. You're only happy, baby, when you do what you want. We'll be right back.
That was Alex, Corey, and Tony with Session One off of the album Session One. Seriously, that group is called Alex, Corey, and Tony, and that's just called Session One. Some freeform jazz, some very talented individuals sitting in a room together riffing. And they captured it, and I was entertained by it, and I hope you were as well. There's more sessions that are linked in the show notes. Go check them out. Lots of different styles there. Lots of surprises. Prior to that was Caitlin Rose with the track Black Obsidian off of Kazemi. That record it's a fantastic album. It actually came out in 2022, so I don't even know what I was thinking, including it here on this April 2023 thing, but I did, and it's still good. It's, I don't know, you might even say timeless. Would you go that far? I would go that far. And prior to that, we heard Molly Martin with That Girl Margaret off of the album Mary. Molly Martin, we played on 370, on episode 370. Molly Martin kicked things off with the Cannonball cover from The Breeders, along with Venus and the Flytraps. So Molly Martin, a big fan. Definitely follow them on Instagram and, you know, just keep up with what they're doing. I think they're on tour at the moment that I'm recording this, which likely means that they will be having more shows in the future and hopefully another album soon. I would love to hear more from Molly Martin. In the meantime, that's it. That's our show. That is the lost episode from, you know, mid-2023. So not really that old in terms of being lost, but I was happy to get it out of the queue and share it with you all. If nothing more, you've learned about young professionals and heard me gush about Aaron Robinson for way too long. Hopefully Aaron doesn't hear that, and I don't have to feel like I'm blushing from afar, because I feel like I probably am. Anyway, find us on Instagram at WeOwnThisTown. Find us on the World Wide Web at WeOwnThisTown.net. We are no longer on Twitter because, man, I can't do it. Just that place is just wretched. Not a fan. And couldn't make the leap yet to Threads. I don't know why. Just haven't been able to make the leap. Maybe I'll do that soon. We shall see. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please tell a friend about this show. There's nothing more powerful and more appreciated than you telling a friend about this show. All right, I'll stop there. Thank you so much. I'll talk at you later. Take care of yourselves. Bye.